right, all that's going on. Winner of the week for me, Comcast. I realize, Alan, there was some things going on there that was a little dubious. But when I wait this long to see Chris Wheeler go, and then they give me what I want, I looked at this week. We had calls yesterday from people. They're at work when they found out. They whooped at their office station. Hey, you there? You're supposed to be working? And you go look out there. Chris Wheeler fired. Woohoo! Boss goes, what are you doing? Oh, I'm sorry. I just got some good news at home.
Did anybody call in to say they'll miss him?
No one.
That's not right.
Jonesy, when I was informed of it, it was the pleasure that I got out of it was tempered by the fact that Angelo was naked at the time.
Totally naked.
Again?
I was naked with her and my wife.
And Spike as your sock?
No, Spike was
I just can't picture this anymore.
It's prior to my losing the sock. But anyway, Wheel of the Week is Comcast. I'm not even going to say Comcast Sportsnet because I have a feeling this came from the top. I think this came from higher up even as Comcast Sportsnet. But they did what we have been asking the Phillies to do for decades. They got rid of Chris Wheeler. They are my winner of the week. Wheel of the Week. Al, it came down. I'm not identifying the other name. It came down to two extremely heavy men.
Heavy.
All right? Really heavy men.
Large.
And for most of the week, really, I had to sift through like 800 pounds of blubber to finally decide who was my winner of the my wheeze of the week.
Okay.
And until yesterday, it was somebody else. And then I watched that news conference with my governor in New Jersey.
2 hours.
The governor of this beautiful place right here in Atlantic City, Chris Christie. And I could not believe my eyes. Now, what they did, whether it was him or his assistants, to take 4 days, not one day, 4 days, at the gateway to New Jersey, Fort Lee. You've been there, Jonesy.
I go that way all the time.
You could have been in that traffic.
I was in that traffic.
And they sabotaged all the people in that area.
Yeah.
By shutting down traffic. We now know. He's on the record now. They did do that. They sabotaged all the people.
I have to go to bathroom.
Because the mayor of Fort Lee would not endorse Chris Christie. Right?
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Chris Christie then did a 1 hour and 40-some minute news coverage because he wanted everybody to know, full disclosure. I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
And I'm going to tell you why I don't believe it. I'm going to go back a month, all right? He did a news conference a month ago when the story came out that they had sabotaged Fort Lee, right? And he came out, and he was his typical Chris Christie self, mocking people. Listen to his attitude a month ago when this thing first broke.
I worked the cones, actually, Matt. Unbeknownst to everybody, I was actually the guy out there. I was in overalls and a hat, so I wasn't. But I actually was the guy working the cones out there. You really are not serious with that question. What happened? No, I haven't. Listen, just because John Wisniewski is obsessed with this and Loretta Weinberg, it just shows you they really have nothing to do.
Those are the people in the Port Authority.
Yeah.
But by the way, that guy that he just referenced yesterday was brought before some transportation department, and he gave the fifth.
Yeah.
He wouldn't talk.
Nice.
All right. All right. So you can hear him there. What a smug, smart ass he was there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Does that sound to you, Al, like a bully?
Did that sound like a bully?
He's always been a bully. He is a bully.
Well, guess what he announced yesterday?
What?
He announced that he's not a bully. Huh. Listen.
I am who I am, but I am not a bully. And what I will tell you is that the folks who have worked with me over a long period of time would, I believe, tell you that I'm tough, but I've shown over the last 4 years in the tone that we've set here that I'm willing to compromise.
This is, I got to tell you, I voted for him the first time he ran, would have voted for him the second time. I thought he did a good job as governor until I found out he was a Cowboys fan. That ended that.
Yep.
All right? Because I will never vote for a Cowboys fan for any office, right? But he is, to my mind, you got to be kidding me that he's still a presidential candidate. Are you out of your mind?
No, he's not.
Are you
not
crazy?
Anymore. Because you want to know why.
This country will go right down the toilet with that kind of attitude.
It's not that. It's that he and his people just did something incredibly stupid. He was going to win the governor without that guy's endorsement, right?
Absolutely.
So it was just petty.
Rhea, here's the thing.
That's all. You know?
This is the way I read. I'm not sure he knew or was behind it, all right? I'm going to guess he was, because he was very, very involved in stuff, and it happened for 4 days.
Yeah.
And if it happened the first day, he would have been a good enough governor to realize something was going on there and look into it.
Yep.
And he never figured it out all those months. So either he's completely incompetent, or he got caught with his hand in the cookie jar being a bully, and he's trying to save his political career with what he did yesterday. But let me tell you something. The girl that he fired, right, the little girl that his, like, his top aide, she's got his career in her hands.
She does.
All she's got to do is come out and say, baloney, he was behind it. We just, he wanted to prove something to the mayor, what a big shot he is.
Well, it just showed to me that, that what is it, time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee? It just sounds like him, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Rhea, it absolutely does. But I can't prove he knew it, but if he didn't, he's a rank incompetent that this was going on under his nose, and he all he did was laugh at people and then got caught looking like an idiot.
You would think if he knew it,
right,
he wouldn't have fired those people right away. Because now they got him.
No,
like,
but
the ones
I
who
think
are fired,
is,
they,
I think he realized it was do or die. He's throwing a Hail Mary right now.
Right.
Maybe they
so
won't.
The whole
maybe they won't dime him out.
Yeah.
And he can basically use them as victims and move
pay
on.
Pay off side deal.
Well, I don't think he. I don't think he knew. But I think that's worse because
he surrounded
himself with people.
It's a horrible
that were
story.
Bullied by him and just did it.
Right.
He did it without doing it.
But you know what? I'll tell you. The other guy was considering. No, it's not close.
No.
Chris Christie's my Weasel of the Week. So there you have it. Winner of the Week, Comcast for firing Chris Wheeler. Weasel of the Week, Chris Christie for whatever the hell went down at Fort Lee around Labor Day when it may have impeded on the schedule of our own Keith Jones.